I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right. Recording. Doing swell. Chilling, we're chilling. Shit pulled up.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of PSO NFL edition. I am the big dog Chasey J alongside Nathan. We got to get you a nickname. What's your nickname going to be? You got to come out with one.
Oh, I don't know, man.
What? Come on, you got to come up with one. It's got to be, I mean, Caleb was the pasty prince.
Do I use Nasty Nate?
Nasty Nate's definitely it. You're right. I forgot about Nasty Nate. All right. Alongside Nasty Nate. We're going to do some stocks today. Me and Nathan are big into stocks. Usually we buy the ones that end up going down. But for the NFL edition, I think I'm going to do a little better. I don't know about you.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I mean, it can't do much worse. Right. My Robinhood's, every time I log in, it's like, are you sure you want to look? All right. But before we even get into anything, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. If you're listening through Spotify, you can also listen through Apple Podcast, Anchor, whatever tickles your pickle. Thanks for listening to us. And yeah, let's get into it. Are you ready? Dude, I'm excited for this one. Ooh. At first, I was like, this was kind of like a filler pod, you know? We were trying to think of something, like an idea.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Up with any, but yeah, like this was like a quick idea, and I like it. So, do you want to start or you want me to start?
You can start. I got some good ones, though. Yeah, okay. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I peeked at yours a little bit. Okay. Like everything I do, mine's very quarterback heavy. Actually, 4 out of 5 are all quarterbacks, so I hope you're ready. But we're going to start out with a Mr. Carson Wentz. Oh. So Carson Wentz last year, 3,560 yards, 27 touchdowns. Guess how many interceptions he had?
If I remember correctly, it was surprisingly low, actually.
That is correct. He only threw 7 interceptions last year.
No kidding.
It felt like he... Yeah, 7. Well, I mean, I didn't look at the fumbles. Fumbles might be kind of high. But, I mean, still only 7 picks from Carson Wentz. I feel like that's a pretty good year. It ended in a ball of fire, though.
Yeah.
Indianapolis. But he's got a new team now. He's got a good defense when healthy. New coach. The running game's, you know, interesting, I guess you could say. Terry McLaurin's out there. You know, they got good tight ends.
They've got some pieces on offense.
Easier division. Way easier division. You're going up against Danny Dimes twice.
I don't know.
And, you know.
I don't.
Carson Wentz, AFC are you buying? South's
nothing
are you
to selling? Be, nothing to be scared of either. But Carson Wentz, I don't know. I'm going to say, I'd say hold on that one.
You're going to hold? I guess we should, we explain the game? Did we just jump right into it?
Okay, so we're going to do buy, sell, hold. So you think he's going to do well or, you know, buy.
A shitty start to the
pot. If you want to dump all your shares, you're gonna sell. I would hold on that one, though.
But, yeah, we're holding on Carson Wentz. I just think it's funny that we had a whole first segment before we even – like, these people are like, what the fuck? Hold what? You holding his nuts? Like, what do you mean hold? So what are you doing for Wentz?
I don't know. I need to – I'd like to see what he's going to do. I don't know what it's going to be.
Are you buying?
It depends because it depends what you think. I think he's going to be exactly what he has been.
Then that's up to you. Are you going to buy the stock?
I'm selling.
Oh, you're selling on Wentz, huh?
I think it's going to be the same. It is the same as it was in Philly. Same as it was in Indianapolis too. He had one great year, and then other than that, it was statistically. Not bad, or not terrible, not great. And that's what he's going to be this year, too.
You want to know what I'm doing?
You're buying. You're holding?
I'm holding. Oh. I'm holding. I'm not buying, but I'm close to buying. He's in the NFC. The NFC is easy as shit
right now.
Like, there's nobody in the NFC. And he's in a fairly easy division, too. I could see him, you know, having a 10-7 season. Maybe winning that division. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington wins the division. You know? So I'm holding on Carson Wentz. All right. What's yours?
First, I'm going to go with the Miami offense. New coach. Ooh. New offensive coach. They got, you know, they picked up Raheem Mostert, Tyreek Hill. They've got
Waddle.
Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki. A lot of big stuff, but obviously, the question mark is Tua. What do you think?
Dude, I'm buying. I mean, I feel like they're not going to be as good as they can be with an actually like good quarterback, but Tua's accurate. You know, he's going to hit his target, and Tyreek Hill can do a lot with his speed. So what I'm saying is I think that Tua can put up some decent numbers with this core that he has. And, you know, Gesicki was up there with tight ends, too. Oh, my God. My dog's going crazy. but, yeah, even she's on the bandwagon. She's chicken. Buying, too. Chicken. Come on, shut up, chicken. But I'm buying. I think I'm going to buy. I wouldn't be surprised if Tua silences some doubters this year. I'm kind of – I don't know how I feel, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think Tua's really accurate, and we're going to see a lot of slants to Waddle. We're going to see a lot of screens to Tyreek. And, you know, maybe he puts up some good stats.
I'll tell you what. I agree. I think Hill and Waddle is going to be scary. That's a deadly duo, man. Hill and Waddle, I think I don't think he has the arm strength to hit Hill downfield, obviously, like Mahomes does, but I think he can still put up some numbers with those two. Hopefully they can get the running game going, but I'm going to say bye.
Wow. Look at that.
I think they're going to be, just like you said, maybe not as good as they could be, but I think they're still going to be solid, especially, you know, you still got the Bills in that division, but I don't know how strong the rest of the division is going to be.
Yeah, true. All right. I got one for you. I think I already know what you're going to do, but I just want to hear you talk about him. Davis Mills.
Ooh.
So, 16 touchdowns, 10 picks last year. They're committing to him despite being in a rebuild, you know, which And there's a lot of quarterbacks out there. A lot of quarterbacks available. You know, Jimmy G is still out there. Baker. But, I mean, they came out this early and said, hell no, we're sticking with Davis. They got a new coach with Lovey. As for weapons, they ain't got shit. But, you know, they were a feisty team towards the end of last year.
They were.
They fought. They fought. And a lot of people were like, why the hell did you fire the head coach? You know, because they did put up a fight at the end.
I was actually surprised by that.
Yeah, I was too. I was too. And I, you know, I kind of respected it. Somebody had a big last week of the season game too, if I remember. Or some dude from, oh, Burkhead.
Yeah,
that Burkhead was great on fantasy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I had him on my fucking bench. Yeah,
you put up some points that week.
Yeah, I picked him, yeah, because I went through a streak where everybody I picked up on the bench just went crazy.
That's true.
But yeah, they had an exciting team, and I think that, you know, Davis Mills, year two, what do you think? Buy, sell, or hold?
You know my answer. It's buy. Buy, baby, on Davis Mills.
Wow.
Dude, he second best rookie quarterback last year to Mac Jones. True. He was a third round pick.
Yeah.
Buy on Davis Mills.
Wow. I think I'm selling.
And look at the situation though. For the Texans, you need everything.
Yeah.
Going into this draft, why draft anybody? You need every other position, basically.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think he's a placeholder quarterback.
He could be. You know, just he very well could be.
Then that's not a buy. I don't want that stock.
But, no. But anybody could be. But look at the numbers he's put up. He's put up great numbers.
Okay, great. exaggerating him a little bit.
Not okay. For what? Per expectations.
100%. Yeah, I thought he was going to be.
He's exceeded expectations.
He did better than Trevor Lawrence. He did better than
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Why not? Give him a shot for a year or two.
No, I'm just
go get everything else before you know. I mean,
I think if as soon as they can get a young quarterback in a draft, or if they actually build a good team around Davis Mills, I think Davis Mills is getting the can. But that's just me.
If he can keep this team afloat for a couple years while they go get some pieces, I don't know. Give him a shot.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you put up a couple 30-piece touchdown seasons.
He might, man. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. All right. What's yours?
Hold on. I accidentally closed out of my dock.
Oh, no. But it's all right. I'm still recording. I won't cut it out. We'll keep it. We'll keep the moment of silence.
That's right.
Let me do another one of mine.
I got it. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Next, I'm going to go with the Matt Ryan to Indianapolis move. Going to a new team, new coach. This is a guy we've seen make it to a Super Bowl and almost won a Super Bowl. Going into Indianapolis, we keep saying every year that's all they need is the right guy at that position. Is he the guy?
Oh, man. I talk so much shit on Matt Ryan, but I think I'm gonna buy some stock in him. I think I am. I'm going to buy just a little bit.
Do you see Indianapolis making the playoffs?
I could see him making the playoffs. Yeah, I could see him sneaking in. You know, a couple teams could definitely. I mean,
in the AFC next year?
We always think these teams are going to be really good. Fucking Vegas could shit the bed. Derek Carr throw more interceptions than touchdowns, would you be surprised? You know, Russell Wilson breaks a leg or gets hurt or something, and he misses half the season. Like, all these expectations go out the window. Of course, I could see Indy sneaking back in because they still got a feisty team. They got a good defense, you know. Their defense is all right. And they have Jonathan Taylor and a, you know, really good O-line. And, you know, I think they could put up – if they could make the playoffs with Phillip Rivers and his noodle arm that he had, I think Matt Ryan's a little bit better than that. So I think, you know, Would you be surprised if they made the AFC Championship next year?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
In the AFC? NFC? Probably. I could see it.
Okay, I'd be... Yeah, I don't know.
Not I'd saying not, they won't do it, but... Thing a little much.
I'm not, this would, is not I'd me endorsing... I can see people right now being like, you think they're going to make the AFC Championship? Fuck no. That's not. They're not my number one pick. But would I be surprised? No. I think this is a good team.
I'll tell you, the biggest thing that worries me with Indy is they other than Pittman, they really don't have great weapons.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got Jonathan Taylor, but...
Julio's been linked to them, though. You know, I mean,
I think that could be a big move. Matt Ryan and Julio?
I don't know. No, the reunion?
Oh, the reunion. I could totally see that happening.
Both 3 years past their prime? That's what we want to see?
That's exactly what we want to see.
But, yeah, I think it would be cool to see those two together again. Yeah, the receiving core kind of sucks. But, I mean, I think you just got Jonathan Taylor and Matt, you know, keep it easy, Matt Ryan. You could have, like, a 49ers type thing going. Jimmy G, you know, I mean, they have Debo. But, yeah. You know, they have Jonathan Taylor. He's pretty damn good, too.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's all right. all right. That was a good one. I don't know. What are you doing? Are you buying? Selling?
I'm selling.
Are you holding? You're selling?
Selling on Matt Ryan.
AFC is
fucking I don't think this is going to improve them enough over what Carson Wentz did.
I think it can. Carson Wentz was pretty damn bad.
Although, I'll tell you what. And I was hearing the other day that the Colts, it wasn't about statistics, what he did on the field. It was could have been a locker room issue. Just didn't like the way that he led the team, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Matt Ryan, if he can lead the team better and put up the same numbers Carson Wentz did, which I think he could, you know, maybe they do make the playoffs.
Yeah. And would you say that this Indianapolis team's better than Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. I mean, and we talked about it, like, on previous pods. Ryan and Tannehill had – oh, man, look at that. I shouldn't have said it like that. Matt – wait. Oh, my God. Matt and Ryan, that doesn't work either. People are going to get so fucking confused. Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill. Oh, God, this is a shit show. They had similar numbers last year, and, you know,
people
defended Tannehill for years. I mean, last year was kind of rough for Tannehill, but still they were the number one seed in the AFC. So, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm believing too much in Matt Ryan, but. Okay. You ready for mine?
Let's hear it.
Jalen Hurts.
Ooh.
3,000 yards passing last year. They're committing to him another year. Like we said at the beginning of this pod, there's guys out there. Jimmy G's out there. Baker's out there. There's other quarterbacks out there. You also have a backup that has gotten, you know, a lot of rumors about him being a starting quarterback somewhere. But they're sticking with Jalen Hurts. 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions last year, 784 rushing yards, 10 rushing touchdowns, though. That division kind of got a little weaker. You know, Dallas was...
Yeah.
I mean, they were pretty damn good last year.
And Dallas losing Amari Cooper kind of went under the radar a little bit, I feel like. That could be a lot bigger than it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Amari's the number one receiver. I think it's a big pickup for Cleveland, but then you got... Obviously, the Giants in that division. You've got Washington. Maybe got a little bit better, you think, with the Carson Wentz trade?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say than where they were with Heineke, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess they went up a little bit, but Dallas went down. So, what do you think? Jalen Hurts? I mean, they're showing him love. They're committing to him. He had a little stretch last year where he was pretty damn good. I like Jalen Hurts myself. Are you buying, selling, or holding?
I don't know. I've actually debated over that one a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to say buy, but I will.
Wow.
Give him another year. What's this going to be, year three for him?
Yeah.
Actually, give him two more years if you need it. He hasn't shown you anything he's been good enough. He made the playoffs. I don't think it's time to bail on him yet. He needs to get his, you know, passing numbers up a little bit, but he's given you a lot on the ground.
His receiving core is still young, too.
It is. And,
and Devontae looked pretty good some games last year, too. Yeah. He stepped it up towards the end.
Yeah, he did. He really did. I think he's going to be exciting.
But, yeah, I always buy Jalen Hurts, too.
Yeah, I'll say buy.
Look at that. Buying Jalen Hurts.
Yes, sir.
If he takes it, like, think about Jalen Hurts one step up, like, from where he's at now.
Exactly.
That's a good-ass quarterback.
And I'm not saying he's going to be Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson did a similar thing in, you know, his passing numbers were bad, and then they got better, and then better, and then better. Jalen Hurts can do the same thing. We'll see if he does. But, I mean, he's got the legs. Just let him figure out the arm.
All right. Let's hear yours.
Let's go with Baker Mayfield. Kind of.
Ooh.
I don't. Where's he going to go? It's kind of a two-parter because I still don't know where he's going to go, if he's going to stay with Cleveland. You buying or selling on Baker Mayfield starting again in the NFL? Will he start this year is what I mean. And does he get traded from the Browns this year?
Honestly, I think I'm going to hold with it just because I think he is going to start, because I think Deshaun's going to get suspended.
Yeah,
he's going to get suspended at least a decent amount. I'd be surprised if it was anything less than 6 games, maybe up to 8. You know, I mean, he could get suspended 12 games. I wouldn't be surprised. And I think he's going to, you know, they're going to keep Baker, because I'd name a team right now that's going to trade for Baker. Carolina's the only one. And does that really improve Carolina? Not really.
Carolina's tricky, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're really confusing.
They are.
but I don't know. I don't see Carolina doing it, because I think Carolina was swinging for the fences. They're not trying to get a bunt, you know? They're trying to get a bunt single with Baker. You know, they're trying to hit a home run. They're trying to get a Russ. I think Carolina's going to be the team that...
They just went with the bunt, and it didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they bunted with Sam Darnold.
They want to take a shot at a home run now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm holding just because I think he's going to get a chance with Cleveland. And who knows? Deshaun might get suspended the whole year. We have no fucking idea how long that guy's going to get suspended. If he gets suspended at all. You know? But I think...
That's probably why Cleveland hasn't traded him.
And think if Baker comes out, they go 5-1 in the 6 games Baker's quarterback.
You
that
think
looks
so?
Hella good.
Do you think he keeps the starting job for the year when Deshaun comes back?
No. They're not going to do that. But
even at 5-1,
I think he could get traded in the middle of the season. Even at 5-1,
that's true.
No. You got Deshaun. You traded all that for Deshaun.
That's true. Yeah,
Baker.
Yeah,
you had one pick on Baker.
That's true.
You know. You gave up 7 for Deshaun.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to hold.
All right, what's your next one?
Okay, it's my only non-quarterback one.
Oh, okay.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
the entire Green Bay receiving corps.
Oh.
So, rumors, there are rumors that are coming out. This is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Because as soon as I typed this in, it was like published 5 seconds ago. The rumors are that Green Bay is looking to trade for a big-time wide receiver during the draft. Like, within the first three rounds. So, they're going to be... Yeah. We saw Devontae... What was it? A third-round pick? For Devontae? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Third and the sixth?
Yeah, I think so.
So, if that can get Devontae, maybe they're going to go out there and try to give a third for somebody else. You know? You never know. So, the rumor is that they're going to try to get a big-time wide receiver during the draft. Right now, their best wide receiver is Sammy Watkins. I'm assuming he's going to be their wide receiver one. Either that or Amari Rodgers. He looked good. Or Lazard, I guess. I don't know. It's Randall Cobb.
Yeah,
it's
Lazard. Just, it's a clusterfuck. Yeah, it's...
But. Remember, this is a stock. And look at that division.
Who would they be looking to get?
I don't know. That's also a good question. Maybe D-Hop. D-Hop leave the Cardinals.
Oh.
I don't know any rumors about that, but, I mean, Kyler's trying to leave. Why the hell would D-Hop want to play with nobody? Or be
that's,
with
that's
the
a
Cardinals
whole different
when
story.
The Cardinals
yeah.
are rebuilding. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's just me throwing that out there. Or if Tennessee tries to blow everything up, you got Brown.
That's true.
You know?
Actually, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, you know, you got guys. There's guys out there.
I'll tell you, you could draft, although Rodgers is a guy that...
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Reportedly, you know, only throws to the guys he trusts, so getting a rookie receiver might not help you. But there's a lot of receivers in this draft that are graded very highly, so... I don't know. Maybe they go to look to draft somebody.
Yeah, maybe that's what they mean by it. But that would suck. Are you buying? What are you doing?
Oh, the receiving core? I'm selling.
Yeah. You're selling?
Sell, sell, sell.
I think this stock's low, though. This is a low stock. I mean, they were a one seed last year, though.
I'm selling.
I don't know. I'm still going to buy it. They got Aaron Rodgers. They got Aaron Rodgers. I'm buying. Special teams, I think, probably still sucks.
I think the special teams is going to be a lot better.
I hope so.
Than it was last year.
I don't know.
Rich Bisaccia on the job now, man.
I think they could make a move for somebody. I really think they could trade for somebody. Or pick up Julio. I don't know.
It depends on who it's going to be. If it's Julio, I'm saying sell.
You don't like the Julio-Sammy connection?
I don't. No. No. No, I don't.
The trio?
No.
The trio of 2012's greatest hits?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Okay. I think you got me convinced, too. I'm selling, too. All right. What's yours?
All right. So, this team has been on top of their division for, I think, 5-6 years in a row now. Made it to, two of three Super Bowls in a row, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
What are you thinking here? Because what I saw this offseason is the Broncos got a lot better.
Yeah.
Vegas got a lot better. The Chargers got a lot better. And the Kansas City Chiefs probably got worse.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to hold because I think this stock is going to drop. I think it's going to drop for a little bit, maybe a season or two. But I'm maybe just a season. You still got Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, we don't know what Juju looks like when he's got a real quarterback thrown to him. He's a good wide receiver.
I think that's going to be an underrated pickup there.
Yeah. Yeah, Juju, you know, he was a wide receiver one for Pittsburgh. He was the top guy. He was putting up pretty good numbers, too. Remember his first couple years when Big Ben could actually throw the fucking ball? You know, so now he's got a, you know,
and he was cheap this year.
Quarterback of this generation. What?
He was cheap.
Yeah, he was hella cheap. And, you know, Mahomes still has a lot of weapons. He's still got Travis Kelce out there. And insert fast receiver off the bench here. Williams, the running back, he can catch too. He was a really good receiver for him. Good O-line. Andy Reid, offensive genius. I'm holding just because I know the AFC's good, but you got a lot of... I mean, they're near the top still in the AFC.
I don't know. I think I'm going to sell.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they could crash and burn.
See, right now, I predicted the Chargers are going to win that division.
You did.
And I really believe that. So I'm going to say sell on the Chiefs right now. I don't know if it's going to be a crash and burn situation because you do have a lot of stuff going for them. Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, you know, insert superstar here. So that, I don't know that you're going to be able to hold that back for too long, but I'm going to sell for right now.
Yeah.
Maybe buy all some right. later.
Yeah. Save for now. mine, another rookie quarterback.
Ooh.
Or, I mean, not anymore. Sophomore quarterback. I'm going with Zach Wilson here. They picked up Uzama, who, you know, we saw whenever he can get the ball in his hands, he can do a lot. He's a good blocker, too. You look at their receiving core, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's better, like, compared to previous Jets years,
this
is one of their best. I think Corey Davis looked great last year, or, you know, great whenever you think about that he was on the Jets.
And he was hurt.
Zach Wilson showed some promise last year. They have that Michael Carter, the running back.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a big year.
You know, huge year, you know, like and Zach Wilson showed some promise last year, threw more interceptions than touchdowns last year, but still, you know, what do you think? Buy, sell, or hold on Zach Wilson?
I'll tell you what, if you asked me week you know, 15, 16, I probably would have said sell. But I'm going to say buy. You know, he started out the year really rough. Spent some time injured, trying to get healthy. Last few games of the year, he played pretty well.
Yeah. I feel like all the bad teams really stepped it up at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Detroit, Jacksonville.
And that's
the Jets.
That's exciting, though, man.
Yeah. You love to see that. Everybody except the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants stayed bad.
The Giants stayed bad. I think they're going to continue to stay bad for this year.
Didn't they kneel on third down?
They did.
Oh, my God. I thought that was a fever dream.
In week 18, they kneeled on third down.
So, are you selling? You're selling Zach Wilson?
No, I'm buying Zach Wilson.
You're buying Zach Wilson.
He showed a lot of promise there in the last few games. So, yeah. I'm going to say buy. I love the Uzama pickup. He had a big year for Cincinnati, especially in the playoffs. So I like the pickup, but I think he's going to be good next year. Zach Wilson.
I like him too. I'm going to buy it too. Because hopefully they add to the O-line, which I think they're going to, especially in the draft.
Yeah, they've got some picks.
They're going to get a pretty damn good lineman. You know, they got a high enough pick. I'm excited for this team. What's yours?
You are a Jets fan now.
I am a Jets fan now. I have to be.
Gotta be. Well, it's not
very
Giants,
depressing.
Obviously.
I just got here and instantly got sad.
Emily's family's Jets fans, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. They are. Perfect.
That's why I was like, yeah. That's why Emily likes losers so much. She's always a Jets fan.
All right, so I'm going to go here with Kirk Cousins.
Ooh.
New coach.
True.
You know, Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, you know, obviously going to an offensive coach this time. Justin Jefferson seems to like the coaching decision here. Said he loves the new coaching style, more relaxed coaching. So think they're going to have a big year. I think Kirk Cousins will be a part of that. What do you think?
I'm buying, dude. I'm buying Kirk. I'm back. Kirk, I've been on his bandwagon. I jumped off it. I think I'm jumping back on it. I have to stick with my hot take shit, right? Like, I think I have to commit to this Minnesota.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to get...
I have to commit till next season, so I'm kind of upset about that. But especially if, you know, Green Bay does pick up somebody spectacular, then I look like an idiot. But I think I'm going to stick with Kirk. I'm going to buy it. They just have so many weapons, dude. Justin Jefferson, Thielen, you know, they have great
Dalvin
running
Cook.
Game. Kirk Cousins
Madison.
Is really good. He's really good off the play action. Like, he really is. And he had a low key. Really good last year.
He did.
Up until, like, the last couple games. Like, you take away the last, three or four weeks, he was almost unstoppable. They were a mediocre team, but, I like the promise there. And Green Bay got worse, and you got Detroit and Chicago, bro. Like, I think they're going to be good. So, I'm buying. What about you?
I have to say bye.
You're buying?
I see him winning the division, man.
I was about to say, you have to buy because you love Kirk Cousins.
Especially, like you said, I think Chicago's, they could definitely get a little bit better. I don't know if I see them as a contender in the division quite yet. But if you look at Detroit, not there yet. Green Bay definitely. Got worse. Kirk Cousins stepping it up this year, hopefully. Win that division. This is your chance.
We'll see. True. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what that team can do.
And yeah.
How stupid I'm going to look if they don't. All right, my last one. We just mentioned him a couple times. Justin Fields. So I think out of all the quarterbacks that underperformed, I did not see him doing it that bad. Like, he was definitely the one that I think let me down the most. Yeah. Lawrence was up until the last week of the season. That win against the Colts, he had some big nut going, you know?
Yeah, he did.
He had some, and you know, he had some pretty ridiculous plays too towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I actually watched his highlight stuff, like some of his running plays. It's like, shit, this dude is a fucking athlete, and if he figures it out, he can get it going. But Justin Fields, he had like just like little sparks, but he never got a flame going. That's what it felt like. He had a really good receiving core with Darnell Mooney and who was it? Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson a little bit.
Allen Robinson. Yeah.
Mooney had a big year though.
But he couldn't hit Allen Robinson. He couldn't hit his big weapons, and that was a big problem. They have a cluster of great running backs, as you said. You just always picked up Chicago running backs during
the fantasy. I really did. There was like, what, three of them that I just rotated just keep
cycling through?
Yeah. Well, because
you got a new coach.
They keep getting hurt, so I'd pick up the other one.
Yeah. You got a new coach. You know, the division got weaker, as we said. They picked up Byron Pringle.
There we go.
I don't know.
Lose Allen Robinson, pick up Pringle.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham's not on the team anymore. There's a lot of positives.
Yeah.
So, are you buying, selling, or holding Justin Fields?
Buy.
Ooh.
They, these rookie quarterbacks, Justin Fields, Mac Jones had a good year. Didn't struggle nearly as much as the other guys. I won't even include Davis Mills because I'm just kind of talking about the top tier first round quarterbacks from last year. I think they're all going to end up being good. About all of them. I think that's going to be an exciting class for a lot of years. But I'm going to say bye on that one. I think he's going to figure it out. New coach, Nagy's gone. I think that could be a big part of it. So, give him another year. I'll say hold on that one. I'll say hold.
I'm selling.
Selling already?
Yeah.
Oh no.
No, I'm holding. I'll switch it up. I want to sell so bad. He just never really got it going. He just looks like he's going to be one of those guys that just is purely, you know, like just a spark plug, like a Geno Smith, like a guy that could never really get, like Mason Rudolph type, you know,
yeah.
The guys that just go out there and maybe they're good for a quarter and they hit some really good throws and then they just miss everything else. You know, Justin Fields never felt like he had a good game.
You know, Justin he had good Fields halves. Had
good moments. Yeah, he had good halves, but you know, Andy Dalton probably should have got more starts and he probably would have if he wasn't hurt. Out of all the quarterbacks that look like they shouldn't have been starting, Justin Fields is probably near the top.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much a year, you know, that a year from hell, too, is going to help him too much. But I don't know.
Whose year was worse, though? His or Trevor Lawrence? As far as, you know.
I think his.
Off the field.
I'd definitely say his, because Lawrence has at least like scapegoats. His coach was Urban Meyer. He is the only head coach that was fired in the beginning or during their first year.
Yeah.
You know, like Urban Meyer was historically bad. You know.
Exactly.
So I think he at least has an excuse. Justin Fields.
That's true.
I mean, he had Matt Nagy. I mean, Matt Nagy's pretty bad. But he still had a good running game, and he had Allen Robinson, and Darnell Mooney looked incredible too. So, I don't know. And you played Detroit two times. Minnesota was bad last year. I mean, Green Bay probably beat up on their ass, but come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So, I'm holding, but I'm close to selling. That's what
close to selling already.
All right, what's your last one?
All right, I've got the Next, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars, actually.
Ooh. Look at that. Great segue.
You've got a new coach in there, obviously, Doug Peterson. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
They've got some, obviously signed Christian Kirk for a lot of money. They've got a lot of young talent on that team that they can build around. I don't think, you know, playoff contention this year or anything. That would be amazing if they did, but probably not realistic. What do you think? What do you think, though, as far as buy, sell? You know, this team, if this team gets 7-8 wins, that's a great year. Yeah. In my eyes. But what do you
100%.
Think?
100%. I think it's going to be really tough to get 7 or 8 wins in the AFC.
That's true.
But, I mean, their division, I think they could beat the Colts once and Texans twice. You know, I think I'm buying. I really like this offense. I think Christian Kirk is going to be actually he's not going to live up to the contract, but he's going to have a good year, I think.
I agree with that.
Marvin Jones is a perfect number two guy. Like, he didn't do very good last year as the one. He's a really good two. The running back that got hurt, too, he's going to be back.
You know, Travis Etienne,
yeah. He's going to be back, yeah, and he's more like a gadget guy. You know, he can be wide receiver. They could do shit with him and James Robinson. You know, I don't know, Wildcat, if Trevor Lawrence can't throw anymore.
He has a quote here, Travis Etienne. They asked him about missing the chaotic Jaguars season, you know, with Urban Meyer and everything. He said, if there was any year to miss, I missed a great one. That's true.
True. I think they got a good defense, too. I'm buying.
Like I said, they've got some talent to build around. I think Doug Peterson, you know, obviously had a rough end in Philadelphia, but I think he can turn things around here in Jacksonville. It's a young team. He was a pretty laid back head coach from what I've seen. I think that can play well. I think they're going to draft a lot of picks this year. So
yeah,
get some young talent in there.
I mean, that O-line was bad too.
Yeah.
Like Lawrence had no time. Mm-hmm. He was getting fucked up at the beginning of the season. Like, the line kind of got better, I guess, throughout the season. But remember how hard he was getting hit? Like, he was getting laid out, I felt like, at the beginning of the season. And he had to run a lot.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he was. Yeah, that O-line was bad. But yeah, they've improved in a lot of spots.
And we saw how good they played when they had, like, a head coach that wasn't Urban. A head coach they actually gave a shit about.
That's
true.
They
beat the Colts. They're the reason the Colts didn't make the playoffs.
That's true. They can do it, man.
They had no reason to play good in that game.
Other than spite, maybe.
What are you doing?
I'm buying, man.
You're buying, too?
I don't know about 7 or 8 wins. That would be great, but I think, realistically, 5-6 win season. I think they can do that.
I'm curious. What do you think the Vegas over/under line is going to be on their wins? 3, 4, 4.5
4.5, maybe 5.
Are you going to take the? I'll take the over on that.
I take the over.
I'll try. And then they just shit the bed. Trevor Lawrence turns out can't throw a football.
Right.
All right. We went through our list. Nathan, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was watching the Cardinals game before we started recording here. They're playing really well this year.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love
the Blues.
This team.
The Blues are rolling right into the playoffs. I think they won today, but I checked the other day and they were 9-0-1 in their last 10.
Oh my god!
It's exciting, man. St. Louis sports right now are exciting. The Cardinals, I haven't been this buzzed for a baseball season in years.
I agree with you. This is the most Cardinals I've watched in the last 3 years, and the season just started.
Yeah, I know.
I like this team. It's the only time that I look at the team 1 through 9, and I'm like, I like every single hitter there. Pitching's a little rough, but their relievers are incredible, you know?
If we can stay healthy, I think we could be dangerous come October.
And Reyes, once Reyes comes back, you got a Reyes-Hicks thing coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and Gallegos, too.
And Gallegos, yeah. Give it to me.
Spread the word.
Wait, when you spread the word, I didn't get to say anything.
Oh, you said give it to me.
Oh, no, I was talking about what the fuck? You think just going to casually empty out of here?
Rewind this shit.
Why?
Rewind this shit.
I ain't rewinding shit. I'm keeping all this.
Oh,
my final thought. My final thought.
I just don't know. You know, when they play the music and walk you off stage at the at those award shows? Get out of here.
Just get out.
We're done here.
Close the curtain. My final thought is everybody, or at least my closest friends and people around me, know that I'm not much of a religious man, but if there's anybody I'm going to pray to, it's Brett Favre. I love Brett Favre. I have since I was a kid. He's always been my favorite player of any sport ever. You know, I'd wear his jersey every Sunday when they played when I was a kid. I loved Brett Favre. I thought he was a cool dude. A lot's coming out recently that he's a part of this $8 million welfare scam. Did you see
this? No, I didn't see that. Wow.
He made a lot of money with a nonprofit community education center.
Mm-hmm.
And, said that he was going to, use the money to, do a bunch of things with it and didn't. Just basically being a piece of shit. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but I'm seeking help from all sports, fans and everything. Have you ever, really liked an athlete, maybe even your favorite athlete, and then they do something really bad? How do you come back from that? Or do you guys just give up on the player? I want to know what Michael...
You just picked a guy.
Yeah, OJ fans in the 80s? Where are you guys at?
Well, what did you do?
OJ fans in the early 90s? What happened? Big Ben fans? His rookie season? you guys love Big Ben, and now you're Big Ben? Kareem Hunt fans?
How do you recover from this?
Yeah, if he's your favorite player... Think about, you're just telling... That's like bringing home a girl and being this girl's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's the best thing I've ever had. And then, 2 years later, it's she drowned the kids. She went crazy and she gave me crabs. Yeah, she was a Nazi supporter.
Right.
It was bad. I just need help. I don't know what to do. No Brett Favre? Do I have to give up on the dream? I have a fucking painting of Brett Favre at my house.
You do, yeah.
Or at my hometown. But, yeah. All right. That's my final thought.
Nathan, I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
I know. What do I do?
I don't... You can't just pick a new guy and move on, but...
No.
I don't know.
I guess KG moves to the top. I'm just a big Kevin Garnett guy.
Well, what about football? Who's the top football guy then?
Lamar Jackson. All right.
All right. What?
That's the end of the pot.
Okay.
It's Lamar. Yeah. All right. Lamar's replacing. Lamar's gonna be my favorite. Okay. That's the end of the pod. Nathan.
Can I do it now?
Yeah. You can do it now.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Thank you. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.